Vanderlyn's.
Yes, I say too, I knew him. What does that mean? I imagined him, and now he throws my imaginings back at me like old junk. He doesn't need stories like clothes anymore. I'm sitting in a bar, afternoon, and hence alone with the barman, who is telling me his life story. Why, actually? He tells the story and I listen while I drink or smoke. I'm waiting for someone. I'm reading a newspaper. That's how it was, he says, as he rinses the glasses. So it was a true story. I believe you, I say. I drink, I think. A man has been through an experience. Now he is looking for the story of his experience. He was a man of my age. I followed him from the moment he left his car, a Citroën, I think it was, slammed the door and put the bundle of keys in his trouser pocket. He was a figure worth considering. Actually, I had been planning to visit a museum, since my professional business had been dealt with and since I knew nobody in this town, and it was pure chance that he happened to catch my attention. I don't know what it was, a movement of the head, as though it itched. He lit a cigarette. I saw this just as I was about to light a cigarette myself.